Mr. Chan Cheng-Yen Real Aid. Mr. Chan, you mentioned that it was published in the papers that all refugees were told to go back to their respective states. How did you know about this?
It was in the local newspaper. The Japanese has got a local newspaper at that time, you see. So somebody brought, when I was staying with an old man and an old woman trying to get a refuge there, and then the old man brought a letter and asked me, "I think you can go back now because the Japanese has already said that all refugees to go back to their respective states." So I take that opportunity and then I walk from Amber Road right down to the town, which is a distance of about, I think, 5 miles, I think. So when I reached, it's called Choon Guan Street, you see. My younger brother is staying there. So I just went to Choon Guan Street. There's a flat there. So when I see him, it was around evening time. So immediately, he was also waiting for me, and he's also worried about me. Then immediately he told me that you cannot stay here anymore. Then he gave me $10, the British currency, you see. He says from there to the railway station is very near. So he asked me to have dinner with him and all. After that, I just walked down to Keppel railway station. There I met the Japanese a lot there. Everybody has to pass through the Japanese before you reach the railway station. So in other words, they are screening, still screening people. Then when I passed through, I just bought a ticket at the railway station, and I was very doubtful because actually Malacca has got a railway station by itself. But I did not see the word Malacca. I only saw the word Johor, Gemas, Tampin, Seremban, KL, and so forth. Then I did not ask anybody because at that time everybody was by themselves. Then I decide, well, worst comes to worst, if there is no transport, I bought a ticket to Gemas instead of, I should have bought to Tampin, which is nearer to Malacca, then I bought at Gemas. It was around $3 at that time. Then the railway was something like the wagon, you see. It's not a coach. So everybody was put into the wagon. Then when I reached Gemas the next morning, I have to go down at Gemas. So when I come out from the wagon, I was roaming about. I do not know what to do, you see. So the Japanese came to me, and then he, don't know what he talked to me in Japanese, I don't understand. Then he lead me to the police station, lead to the policeman, and the policeman took me over to the police station, which is quite near from the railway, Gemas Railway. Then when I reached there, there's a sergeant there, and then he asked me, "Going where?" I said, "I'm going to Malacca." Then he said, "Why don't you take to Tampin? It's the only way, is Tampin. There's no railway in Malacca." So he asked me a lot of questions, all sorts of funny questions. I just answer him as best as possible that I can. And then I was carrying a small bag with a lot of provisions in the bag. Then it seems that he was interested in all my provision. In other words, I was thinking, oh, he would like to have this so I can be free, you see. Then he keep on asking me where I buy this and all. I say, this is all the stocks that we have in Singapore. So in other words, he say, can I have one? I say, okay, you can take what you like. So he took half of my provisions. And he's also a very kind man. He's actually a sergeant. Then he told me, you quickly, the train is leaving in about 15 minutes time. So he asked me, you go down and buy another ticket to Tambin, he said. So from Gemas to Tambin, I pay another $2.
Who were the police officers at the police station?
There's no officer, it's only a policeman with one sergeant only, you see.
Who were they?
Malays. And then after I bought the ticket, I just go inside the train and proceed down to Tambin.
When you were at Gemas, what was your impression of the place?
It's very quiet, you see. It seems to me that a lot of people were scared, and you could not find a lot of people. Mostly all people arriving to Gemas, and they were scattered all over trying to find their way out. And then I don't care about that, you see. I just want to go back as quickly as possible.
Did you see any damages in the town? Did you see any damages?
Damages, I didn't notice that, did you?
Were there a lot of Japanese?
Yes, Japanese all around. So in not much people moving about. Those people moving about, I think it's all the detectives or government people must be, those working for the Japanese. And when I reached Tambin, it's the same thing also. The railway station was so crowded with people, and I do not know who and who. And then a lot of these Malays, young, old, and then a lot of bowler carts and all sorts of things, bicycles and all. And I inquired from somebody, one Malay man, he said, Baba, where you want to go? I said, I want to go to Malacca. Oh. Then I asked him, is there any bus to go to Malacca? He said, why, we got a bus now? You go by bowler cart, he said, or you go by these bicycles, people carrying, this man carrying people by riding bicycle to Malacca. So a lot of them approached me, how much you want to go to Malacca? Some say $10, some say $8, like that, see. But in the end, I bargained. Then I got one old man, quite an elderly, not very old. So he says $5. Then I bargain, I say, okay, I got no money, you see. Okay, you want $3, I give you. So he agreed, and then we start to go to Malacca. Then I sit at the back of the bicycle, he pedal, and then we go right down to Malacca. He goes by the inner road instead of the main road. I ask him, why you go by this way? He said, we have to avoid the Japanese, because a lot of Japanese on the main road, then there'll be a lot of questioning, and then it'll be very difficult for us.
During your train journey to Gemas, who were the people traveling with you in the
A lot. Train? All kinds of nationalities are in the train. Chinese, Malay, Indian, Bengali, everyone. Those actually are the peoples that runs away from Malaysia down to Singapore. Malaya, when they evacuate, they try to escape from the war. So they go down to Singapore. And Singapore was so crowded. Then when the Japanese occupied Singapore, they find so many people, I think they got not enough food to give the people to eat. That is why they ask everyone to go back to their respective states.
Do you remember what you see during the journey from Singapore to Gemas and Tambin?
Actually, we were in the wagon. We can't see much, you see. We got no ventilation in the wagon. They close everything, we can't see, you see. So it was in the night, and most of us slept at the wagon till the next morning. The only thing we have to, when we reached down to the station at Gemas, that's the only time when the train stopped, we opened the door and we could see a lot of things. It's normal. Actually, we don't see much. A lot of people got so much frightened in Singapore. They don't care about seeing anything. The only thing is that to go back. Everybody wants to go back.
So what was your first impression of Thampin then?
So when I reached Thampin, because Thampin is my hometown, you see, Melaka and Thampin. I used to go to Thampin quite often. Then I know the place very well. So it's normal, like something people moving around, some people moving around like that. And then I don't care about that, you see. My only point is to go back to Melaka town as quickly as possible. So try to get transport by whatever means I can. It's the only way I go down.
So can you remember when did you reach your home in Melaka town?
You see, I think the journey from Thampin to Melaka is almost 3 hours to reach Melaka town, because it's by bicycle. It's, you have to go a bit slow, and there's no traffic, no doubt. There is no traffic, but people dare not pass on the main road. They always go through the rubber estates. So this Malay knows where and where to go through the rubber estates, and sometimes you have to pass the main road also. So he knows. He's been carrying people up and down every day. He says he knows the road very well. So, and then, as one instance, I remember when he was cycling, I was sitting at the back. I found that he could not even cycle because of the steep, a little bit steep hill. He couldn't cycle well. Then I asked him to sit at the back, and I pedal him. So he sit at the back, I pedal the bicycle. I told him, you lead me the way, I pedal. You can't pedal, you are too old to pedal. So in that way, I think more or less around 2.5 hours or 3 hours I reached. Exactly, I think the time I reached my place, it was in Kampung Hulu, Melaka town. It's in the center of the town, but the street where I stay is Kampung Hulu, you see. That's the business district center. I was staying in a flat below. It's a business bicycle shop, so I was staying on the top floor. So when I reached there, it was around 7:30 in the night. So it's quite dark. Not much people around in town anymore. Everybody has gone inside the house. Oh, they dare not go out, you see. So I have one friend who, an Indian, not a real Indian, is a Muslim Indian. And then he has a shop opposite my place where I stay. He selling those matabaks and that roti plata and all that. So I was very friendly with him. Then I asked him. He was also happy to see me. Then I asked him, is my mother still staying here? He said, yeah. Then I go inside. The door is locked at the front. So I go by the back door. So I have to pass inside the bicycle shop. So the owner of the bicycle shop also knows me. He was also happy to see me. He was asking me about what happened in Singapore. No, I said, I can't talk to you now. You can come to my house, then upstairs, then I'll talk to you later. So when I go by the back door, my mother saw me, and then I go inside, that's all. Then you start asking all sorts of questions. I just relate them what happened in Singapore like that. And then I told him the story, how I was caught as a prisoner of war, and then I was shot by the Japanese with all my colleagues and all.
Can you remember which day exactly did you reach Melaka?
That was sometime, let's see, 28th of March we were killed, huh? I mean, get buried the 28th, we were shot. 3 days. I think it's around March the 10th or 12th. That was the most that I stayed in Singapore. I think I go back around middle of March, I went back. Somewhere middle of March, I reached Malacca.
So what did you do immediately after you reached your home?
Oh, I tried to get a lot of information. Then my brother-in-law told me that those people who come back have to report to the police station, because you are a volunteer, you must go back, go to the police station and report. I flatly refused that. I got an argument with him. Then my mother was also very angry with him. And they say, "You, how can you stay here? Because every house has been registered, and this, you are an extra person if you stay here. If the Japanese were to come and search the house, they find you are not registered, there'll be a lot of trouble. Not only you, but the whole family will get into trouble." So at one point, I was very angry. I had an argument with my brother-in-law. And then the argument was so bad. And then I decide, I told my mother, "In that case, I will go anywhere I like. I'm not going to stay here. My brother-in-law is afraid of me staying here, then I better go away. I better go anywhere I can." So at that time, I was in a fit, you see. I was very angry. Yeah? Told them, "How can I report? I have been in trouble already in Singapore and been shot and all. How can I take this opportunity to report? It's rather that I be in hiding. It's much better rather than go and report. Usually all that is what the Japanese know, that Malacca volunteers went to Singapore and fight and mostly came back." Yeah. Then in the end, my sister also argued with my brother-in-law, and in the end they all agreed. So I was in hiding. Yeah. Then I remember one day the Japanese came and searched the house. Then I went up to the ceiling and hide. So when they searched the same people without me. I was hiding in the ceiling. I climbed up the ceiling and hide inside. It don't take long. The Japanese came only about more or less 10 minutes or 15 minutes like that. Then they go away. That was frequently done in Malacca town.
Were you afraid that someone would discover you or recognize you and then report you to the Japanese?
Yeah, that is why I was in hiding. Then I told my family, "Now, if you agree that I stay, you must not go and leak out to anybody that I have come back. Not even to our relations." Words, they can carry words very quickly. So I was hiding almost 3 months, 3 to 4 months, hiding inside the house. Nobody know. Even any relation comes, I will hide. Not in the ceiling, but in the room or where, like that. So even my own brother doesn't know. And then as time goes on, it's nearly 4 months already. Then after the 4 months, there's news again saying that all volunteers that have reported to the police station, and they were detained there, you see, been released on parole, they said. So when it was on parole, released, then it's safe to go out. Then I just don't do it in a rush at that very day. I wait for a few days. Then after the few days, still things have been going on very calm. There's no trouble and that. Then I decide to go out one day. Then I went out to see some of my old friends in Malacca. But not the volunteers, or some other old friends. Then I consult with my brother, my elder brother, whether it's necessary for me to go now and report. Just saying that I just came back from Singapore yesterday or something like that. Then my brother go and see somebody, and then they say, "It's not necessary. After all, they have already let everybody go on parole. It's not necessary. Those who come back later, it's not necessary to go back. But actually, they know who and who are the volunteers. You see, they must have got from other people, all the members of the volunteer force. Whether they come back or not, they don't know. You see, but if you come back, they know. Then, as time goes on like that, I have to find job. You see.
Where did you get the news that the volunteers were released?
It was after the 4 months in hiding.
How did you get the news?
My brother-in-law has got a... He goes to work, he goes out, so he got the news. People must be talking, you see. So they got the news and then they pass it to me. So it's natural that when they work, when they come back, they have to report and then they were detained. When after that, the Japanese cannot detain people so long, you see.
So when you went out after hiding for a while, did you meet the other members from
Malacca? Yeah, I used to. And then when I met them, they asked me, I just say I just come back because nobody know I have come back long time ago. I just say I just come back a few days ago, that's all. Just cannot tell them the truth, they say.
Were you afraid that they might report to the Japanese?
No, they all... I asked them, they say it's not necessary to report also. After all, they have already put on parole and then there will be no more. In other words, they have released all the volunteers to find job.
During your 3-4 months of hiding, what happened to your wound in the knee?
Oh, that one, you see, I stated last when I was in Singapore, when I was staying at the Frankel Estate, there was one nurse who nursed my knee, has taken up the bullet. And then I don't find any more trouble, a little bit pain only, on and off, that's not much.
Did you
actually, it's quite alright already to my leg.
Did you go and see a doctor?
No, I did not go and see a doctor. But lately, a few months ago when I have arthritis on my arm, I went to the Marine Parade Clinic. And from there, the doctor said, we can't treat you here. Don't have all the equipment. He gave me a letter to go to the GH at Auckland Road. There, I went for x-rays and all. They x-ray my arms and x-ray my leg and all, because I complained that I got a bit pain on my leg. Then they treat me on my arthritis, which is already quite good now. And from here, the knee, the x-ray shows as a white spot on the my left knee, leg. Then the doctor questioned me, did you ever fall or is there anything? I say no. Fall, usually people always fall, you see, usually. And you see, there's a white spot at the knee here, you see. From here, in the x-ray, you can see a white spot. Then I relate to the doctor, I said, you see, actually, I was shot by the Japanese during the war. But it seems that that's a bullet, and then one of the nurses, voluntarily took it out, and that's all. I don't know anything. And the doctor said, any pain? I said, no pain. Or it could be some of the metals are still inside. That is why there is a white spot. Then I asked him, is there any trouble? He said, no. Since the war until now, you got nothing wrong. Your leg is still good. There is nothing happening. So let it go, he said. I was so surprised that there are still some of the metals inside. And then I told the doctor, is it necessary to operate? He said, not necessary. You can survive for nearly 40 years. There's nothing wrong with it. So that's the whole thing.
After you came out from your hiding, did you have to register yourself as a member of the household?
No. At that time, they already forgot about all this registering. So the point that I was thinking, they have been doing that in Singapore also. They register people, they want to know how many people stays in Singapore, in each house. So in America they are doing the same. But to my opinion, these are the things that they want to catch those anti-Japanese, you see. You know about this anti-Japanese, which was formed by the Chinese, eh? Those Tan Kai Ki and all. I think these are the things why they want, they are trying to catch those anti-Japanese people before, eh? During the British time. That may be the reason.
So you mean after 4 months in Malacca, there was no more such
no
system?
No. So everything was normal. A lot of people go out and find work. I also go out and find work. But actually, it's difficult to find work. I do not like to work with the Japanese. I hate the Japanese so much at that time. So we were doing some business, a little bit of a small kind of business, in a Singapore they call it the world, see? In Malacca they call it the park, see? Then inside there's a coffee shop, then we try to sell something, you know, we sell those laksas and all, just to get to pull along on the living, that's all, in the night only, but not in the day. So slowly later we try to find work.
Oh, while you were in the park, what did you see?
You see, in the park, a lot of people always go there, leisure their time in the park during evening to night. Just meet a lot of people. Everybody saw you. They will see you. They will ask, when did you come back? This and that. But just say we just come back. Yeah, we don't relate about the story. I never tell anybody that I have been shot, even when I come out. Nobody know about my case until when the British come in. Reoccupation of Malaya and Singapore again, then only I relate the whole story. Even my best friend does not know.